The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast on Wednesday, the 14th of August, 2019. On the podcast today, I have Joe Salomon, Managing Director of OEX, O-E-X, ticker there, and Joe discusses recent operations, including the acquisition of the Cooper Eromanga Basins. Plus, I also have on Tone Go, Executive Chairman of GS Technologies. GST's ticker there, and Tone discusses their recent results and strategy going forward. And as always, I have the top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours, and the top five most liked RNSs too. By the way, you can see top 10 versions of both these lists at voxmarkets.co.uk, where you'll see lots of other content. Okay, so you'll see videos, podcasts, and articles right there at voxmarkets.co.uk.
Want to keep up to date with all the companies in your portfolio? On the free Vox Markets app, you can create multiple watch lists and get instant news alerts about any company you follow. Find out more at voxmarkets.co.uk/app.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Joe Salomon, Managing Director of OEX, O-E-X, ticker. Joe, thanks for joining me.
Nice to be with you, Justin.
Yeah, we haven't spoken for a while, there's been lots going on there. So before we get into some questions on actual progress and operational updates, for people not familiar with OEX, Joe, just give them a brief summary as to what the company's about, please.
Sure. We're an oil and gas exploration and development company. We're listed on both the ASX and the AIM market. We've been focusing in India for the last number of years, and we're just now starting on a new foray into Australia. We're also looking at new opportunities in the UK. So quite a number of active positions that we have.
Excellent stuff. Okay, well, let's get into the Cambay project. Can you give us an update on what's happening there, please?
Yes, look, it's been a long, drawn-out event for our series of events for our long-suffering shareholders, but I'd just like to start by saying we do remain committing to achieving value for our shareholders from our Cambay PSC in India. We have tight gas resources that are discovered and that have been producing at low volumes, and which we need to get out into the field and instigate drilling operations to get this to a commercial reality. Unfortunately, the last 12 months has been a really challenging period, and we do appreciate the continued support and the patience of our shareholders during this time. For those that follow us and know us, they will know that there are a combination of events that saw this very good project turn into a time-consuming legal battle, where our company has been necessarily but unwillingly drawn into court and then arbitration proceedings in order to enforce our rights. And this has been an issue with our Indian partner, GSPC, the actions that we've taken have been directed towards achieving a return to drilling. We want to get out there and test and develop the known gas resource. And in the process of doing this, we provide important value to our shareholders, but also a very significant contribution towards the Indian government's plan to reduce reliance on energy imports. The actions that we took in issuing a default notice to our partner because they didn't pay their cash calls in the first place were guided by the Indian government at the time. And we have been and continue to be extremely active on the ground in India, talking to all and any stakeholders, including our partners, including the government of India, with a view to achieving a commercial outcome that will allow the recommencement of drilling activities in the project. We continue to believe that a commercial approach remains the most rational and best outcome for our shareholders. Our shareholders have rightly noted that at times our news flow has been slow, but as you would appreciate, it's often inappropriate, or always inappropriate, to provide a detailed running account of commercial in confidence and incomplete discussions while they're going on. And shareholders should note that until a commercial outcome is achieved, the arbitration proceedings that are in Singapore are underway, and the schedule for formal proceedings are due to be finalised shortly.
Now, you've announced two announcements there on acquisitions in Australia in the Cooper, I don't know if you said this, I'm saying this right, Aromanga Basins. Now, is this
Cooper Aromanga?
That's it. You said it perfectly, Joe. Is this an indication of the future company moving towards Australia?
We really do believe it is. We've been working on our strategy in the Cooper Aromanga Basins for over 18 months. And, you know, being based in Australia, having worked in this area, the region and its opportunities well known to us. And for those who know, our chairman, Mr. Brad Lingo, was instrumental in the huge success of a company called Drill Search between 2009 and 2015. And that was focused entirely on the Cooper Aromanga Basins. And just to give a summary on this, the basin has a deep history of exploration and production. There are multiple productive horizons. There are many discovered fields. There are multiple trapping styles, there's existing infrastructure, and there are high value sales opportunities. So, and we have access to a suite of innovative technologies that play to the strengths of this basin, being an onshore basin with lots of 3D seismic. And one thing that's particularly prevalent here, or particularly relevant here, sorry, I should say, is that we can get data from the government at almost zero cost, and that includes huge volumes of 3D seismic data, huge volumes of well data, and all the other ancillary data that we need to look at and research. And there are a lot of people here who have deep experience in the basin, so we're looking to leverage off our advanced IP and the access to data and our knowledge of the basin to reduce the costs and the risks and to shorten the time to get to production. We believe there's a real opportunity to build a sustainable business, and we have a clear focus on what we want to do. We've got specific and identified play fairways. We know the areas that we want to work in. We believe that we can aggregate a number of opportunities and build a significant and successful business. So the recent announcement refers to the acquisition of two blocks, which cover extensions to a known oil fairway and also to a deeper gas play. We like these blocks. We're really excited about the low-cost entries into a prolific basin, which we know, we understand, we've worked in before. And we're continuing to work up a number of other opportunities in the Cooper Aromanga Basin. We're at advanced stage of discussions with a number of companies. And also, I'd like to say that we're also at an advanced stage of discussions with some opportunities in the UK continental shelf. So our focus during the delay in India has been on both Australia in the Cooper Aromanga Basin, but also in the UK offshore areas. So we'd say to our shareholders, stay tuned for future further updates on our progress on these activities.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and finally, what's your cash position at the moment, and what are your future plans there then, Joe?
Yeah, good question. We've just completed a small equity capital raise. It's an amount of money to cover basic company maintenance over the next few months, and it allows us to continue our efforts both to return value from the Indian project, to continue efforts in Australia and the UK. Our cash burn has been reduced to a minimal position to allow us to manage our current efforts. We've been very careful with our cash burn. Our staff have been fantastic in the distance that they've been willing to go to support the company and to make our cash last longer. I just have to say that positive results in any of the areas, the three areas that we're working in, either India, Australia or the UK, and continued new opportunities that we bring into the company, that will drive our next set of decisions and plans. And we're very hopeful that, you know, that it will result in value being brought back into the company and to the shareholders.
Yeah, okay. As always, Joe, you know, final thing, three reasons why someone should hit that follow button on your page on Vox Markets and add you to their watch list, please.
Thanks, Justin. Look, first of all, our company is dedicated towards bringing value to shareholders. We've had a delay with the Indian projects, but we're now seeing new opportunities come into the company. We are committed to our Indian project, and as a management team, we're committed to restoring value to the company.
Marvelous stuff, Joe. Good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll be catching up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Justin. Much appreciated.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Tone Goh, Executive Chairman of GS Technologies. GST is the ticker there. Tone, thanks for joining me.
Oh, hey, good morning, Justin. Lovely to hear your voice. I miss London. I want to come back soon.
Well, you don't at the moment because it's raining. But yeah, wait till we have some nice weather. But Tone, listen, we're going to dig into some highlights from the recently released results, and we're going to chat about your strategy as well. Before we do, as always, for someone not familiar with GS Technologies, could you give a brief summary as to what the business is about, please, Tone?
Sure, definitely. Well, GST is really a holdings company, invest in only technology companies, profitable ones, and has a lot of upside potential. Our first acquisition, obviously, it's EMS Singapore, and it's a regional player. We're actually an ICT, IoT solution provider, fully integrated system integration. And that's been 20-something years. So we've managed to bring it public on the London Stock Exchange, a very nice event last year, November 22nd. And this year, we've been really busy just building the business. That is key to add value to the shareholders.
Yeah, okay. Well, a few weeks back, you announced your final results. Take us through some of the highlights, if you could, Tone.
Yeah, okay. It was just barely 2 weeks ago, July 31. Anyone interested, kindly click onto the RNS. The results came out, my annual report, my chairman's statement. The fiscal year ended March the 31st, 2018. So this is for the past 12 months prior to that. And our top line sales numbers, I mean, it's quite impressive by my own standards, and I'm a slave driver, and I drive sales very hard. The sales revenues came out to about 9 million Singapore dollars from 6 million dollars. And so year on year, we are up 50% growth. And so we are happy, and I think shareholders should look forward that we are growing at a nice clip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Well, going forward, what's the strategy? Is it more of the same or what?
Well, you know, all these years we've been a system integrator, and so there's an ICT play, an IoT service provider, and that's growing worldwide. Now, in as far as the business strategy, I mentioned this year my team is beefing up, getting more stronger, human resource people, engineers. And so the business strategy, it's now focused on what you might call, we coined the term 4I. Mm-hmm. Okay. What I should be incredible. But the 4 I's are integration, innovation, intelligence, and infrastructure.
I see.
So let me take you through real quick. Podcast is short and sharp and tight. And so the first I really is what we've always been doing, which is integration. And we call ourselves anywhere in the world where we belong to this space called system integration. And so that's the first piece. And we design, we engineer, we install, we maintain a lot of smart systems. And that includes the IoT part of it, mm-hmm. Internet of Things. Like if you drove into a brand new building in the garage, you would see, there's 228 parking lots available. And then whenever somebody parks, you know, at that spot, it comes down to 227. And then there's a light that comes on. It's red when the car is in that spot. And actually these days, even with the digital cameras, they capture and there's face recognition. So there's car image recognition. So it knows exactly what car plate number. So let's say you want to go and pay for your parking fees at the station. They actually have all of that. They'll pull out if you lost, your car and you can't remember it's on B1 or B6 basement level and on which color zone. Actually, all that is now fully integrated. So that's the first part on in terms of integration, my first I. Mm-hmm. And so on the ICT now, it's getting very complicated. But then the complicated part makes our lives less complicated. So it's fully integrated. And so life becomes easier with all the gadgets and the monitoring systems. The second I, it's innovation. Mm-hmm. So we are doing a lot of stuff add-on to the system integration part. And so we are working with software development of some eye building and eye security using smart mobile access apps, web-based stuff. So there's a lot of smart, intelligent buildings, and in it has a lot of monitoring stuff and also on the management side. And so basically, building managers these days, all they need to do is, you know, pull up, you know, their app, even on their smartphone, their smart device, yeah, on their computers. And basically, they could even do it remote control. You don't have to be on site, but obviously, there's a limitation. You still need a little bit of policing and patrolling and what have you. And so the smart security part of it, it's in that second I. And so we're doing more and more on, call it surveillance, security cameras, but with a touch of AI. So now you have facial recognition and the badges tie in and you have all the codes. And so a lot of this stuff becomes extremely secure because it's run by computers and systems. And like I said, the AI part, it's developing very quickly with both the hardware and the software. Now, the third I is really the intelligence. And so we're doing some of these intelligence solutions, and we are working very hard on a subscription-based business models, revenue models, and that in good time would really improve our earnings quality. We want to be working towards and aiming for about between 30 to 35% of our total revenues on, you call it passive income, if you may, meaning that you're sleeping and, you know, you're collecting a lot of the revenues and on a month-to-month, year-to-year. And so on subscription basis, the quality of the earnings would go up in good time. Now, let me finish up with the last I, which is infrastructure. So we got four I's. The last I being infrastructure really means, and I've been broadcasting and got an interview on the data center piece, which we have always been assisting Fortune 500 companies and governments and what have you to build their data centers, big and small. we would like to and already on the way towards building a data center for the same model group, a blue chip company in Thailand. And so we want to be in that space, but that's a long-term play, call it 15 years. So it takes time to build a data center, fill it up, and obviously to, you know, to clone it and go from there. You know, we want to own between 3 to 5 in the coming 10 years. And so there you got it, the four I's.
Excellent stuff. Okay, then, well, listen, I'm going to ask you for three reasons here, from 4 to 3. So if someone's listening to this tone and likes the sound of what you're doing, the progress you're making, please give them 3 quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page on Vox and add you to their watch list, please.
Yes, I tell you. The first thing, and not just GST, I think all good companies that has got a lot of upside potential and for the long haul, one, please invest in people. I think that, you know, you got to look at the people behind the story, the company. And so we're talking passionate about what they're doing, full of integrity. And I think these days that we live in, you know, in the world we live in, it's a lot of turbulence, but we have stability. We have a lot of stability in our company because of the people. A lot of our staff, the engineers and technicians, have been around for quite a while, 5-10 years. Having said that, we are always recruiting, looking for smarter and slightly younger people. And we, I had mentioned it in my statement, the chairman's statement in my annual report, there's always succession planning. So we don't want, I mean, it's not an age, you know, discrimination statement, but you know, you can have like all 80-year-old, you know, working in a technology company. We want young, feisty and furious and lots of good idea and willing to work long hours. So the people, the second reason why anybody want to buy GST stock, we are consistent and consistently profitable. So call it proven. We have a track record for years and years and years. There are a lot of companies that make money this year, next year they don't make money, this month they do, next month they don't. And after a couple of years, you don't hear of them anymore. Maybe they shut down or something. We have 28 years behind us. If you check all the years, we've never lost money before. I mean, some years we make better profit, some less, but still, it's always consistently profitable. The third thing that I think that investors are always looking out for, are you inside the high growth space? So we are smack in the technology space, and you know how technology is always very innovative, and you have, you know, in the ICT, IoT, it's only getting bigger, big data is getting bigger, you know, and AI is going to run a lot of the stuff with our help. You still need people to put all the pieces together. And so I think that the potential upside for ICT, IoT on the technology front is great. And one more thing, not just technology, but in the right geographical region. We are smack in the middle. I mean, Singapore, booming countries like Thailand, which we are in, even Indochina countries like Cambodia, Burma. We're talking multi millions of people that are now just woken up and they want the best of technology. And they're a little bit behind, so they require our help. Call it Indonesia and also Philippines. And we're also in, you know, in Taiwan and many other countries in the region. And so I feel that geographically, a high growth area, high growth technology space. So somebody should hit the button right now.
Excellent. Hit that follow button. And that's GST. Tone, thanks for coming on. And hopefully you'll be catching up in the not too distant future. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Justin. Have a lovely day. Thank you.
Okay, it's time for the top 5 most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours. They are at 5, Iconic Labs. That's ICON. At 4, Bidstack, BIDS. At 3, i3 Energy, Sirius Minerals. Are you serious? Yeah. That's SXX. I'll always do that. It's not a gag, really. Loosely termed as a gag. At one, Jeremy Martin was on the podcast yesterday. A good rise yesterday, up over 20%. Horizonte Minerals, that's increasing their total nickel base by 30% with the Serra da Tapa region, initial mineral resource there. Okay, top five most liked RNSs are as follows. At five, exploration commences at Henry's Hill, Avoca Gold Project Australia, that's ECR Minerals. Thor Mining at four, it's receipt of R&D grant. At three, Zenith Energy, operational update. At two, i3 Energy, Borgland Dolphin move operations. And at number one, it's Horizonte Minerals, half-year report, HZM ticker there, of course. And like I said, Jeremy's on yesterday. So check that podcast out. Worth a listen. That's it for the podcast. Thanks for listening. Muchos apreciados.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.